Land, L-A-N-D. Mr. Land was born 3/31/54, 70-year-old gentleman, home builder, lives with his nephew. Patient has had a history of coronary artery disease, two bypasses, history of coronary artery history of CABG with two jumps in the past, valvular repair, was told that he needs more stent placement. He has chest pain, shortness of breath, difficulty with walking, but has chosen not to proceed with any further treatment. And for this reason, his nephew has asked for hospice to be involved in his care. Period. He is single. He has four children. He smokes. He doesn't drink alcohol currently. Period. Surgery, steel plate, left leg, CABG, as mentioned. Patient review of system, short of breath, weak, difficulty with walking, orthopnea, PND, difficulty with doing ADLs, needing help of a provider, a woman that helps him, as well as his nephew. Decreased exercise tolerance, not able to walk without becoming short-winded. Symptoms of angina, atherosclerotic heart disease, history of atherosclerotic heart disease, status post-CABG, requiring further evaluation and treatment, which he's now refusing at this time, has lost 5 pounds, is not eating, has decreased appetite, complains of air hunger, does not use oxygen at this time. Patient is weak and appears debilitated with a pasty skin and very white, very pale. Allergy none. COVID immunization up to date times. Patient's primary care doctor is Dr. Jafir, J-A-F-I-R. Who patient tells me that he's no longer able to go see her because of his weakness and wants to be cared for at home. Medication includes Seroquel 200 milligram a day, Prilosec 40 milligram a day, Metoprolol succinate 25 milligram a day, Synthroid 25 microgram a day, Aspirin 81 milligram a day, Claritin 10 milligram a day, Lipitor 80 milligram a day, Melatonin 5 milligram a day, Vitamin D 50,000 a day, Iron 325 a day, Risperidol 4 milligram at nighttime. Medical problems, hypertension, depression, anxiety, coronary artery disease, status post-CABG, difficulty sleeping, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, anemia, COPD, tobacco abuse, alcohol abuse history of. On exam, he's otusat 94%, pulse is 100, respiration is 18, and febrile. Heart, positive 1, positive 2. Lungs, bronchi. Abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa without any lesion. Neurological movement all four extremities. Skin, pale. Patient appears very thin and debilitated. Assessment here, we have a 70-year-old gentleman with coronary artery disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, no longer able to perform daily chores and ADL because of his atherosclerosis, because of his coronary artery disease, history of angina, orthopnea, PND, has refused any further workup. It's not hard for him to get to the doctor's office, wants to be cared for at home. He also has a history of psychiatric disorder, i.e. bipolar. And anxiety with hypothyroidism, period. New paragraph. Patient is at a high risk of sudden death. And would like to be cared for at home till he passes on. Given the natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Period. Also put family history. Put down dad died of Alzheimer's, mom died of natural causes. Allergy none, by the way. Put that in there. Okay. That's it. That's on Emmett Land, EMMIT Land. Thank you.